Well, he'd have to kind of see his face wasn't dirty, or maybe straighten his hair a little different, make it look more neater.
Would you say he was beautified?
Well, he just wants to look neat, more or less, than to be beautified. Of course, that'd go in with that, but just to look neat and clean, to see his clothes, collar and everything, or his tie, fit like he ought to.
You ever heard people use the word primping?
Yeah, cranking. Well, that'd go for the man and the woman, wouldn't it? Cranking. Sure it would.
Okay, yeah.
Man and a woman.
You know, sometimes when the little boys are playing around, they'll pick up just about anything they see and stuff it in their pocket, and it's not long before their pocket begins to
puff out and tell them.
Or book.
Book out, yeah. And they don't.
You know, talking about women, what do you call that thing that women carry along with them, have all their stuff in it, you know?
Yeah, that's that purse, you know, yeah.
Some of them get pretty crowded, I imagine.
Yeah, they do. They get pretty crowded. Some of them lose them in town, you know.
Right.
Somebody snatch them.
Right.
Yeah, I talked with us. Saw one in Bainet, over in Mobile, I believe it was. They grabbed her purse and she held on to it and they drove her down the street.
Oh.
Yeah. They killed her if she hadn't got away, turned loose. Yeah, right now.
Do women have a little one that they can carry inside their purse with a metal clasp they used to carry change or coins?
Yeah. That's that's what to put the pocket change in. It's called a pocketbook, inside pocketbook is what it is.
You ever seen men use those?
I got one in my pocket.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Do you use one?
Yeah,
I like to see that. Oh, yeah. Well, you got to keep folding money in there, too?
No, don't.
Just change.
Little change purse, I call it. And then I have one there in the drawer that's mashed. It'll come open. Little rubber thing.
I see.
You put a lot of change in it, but it don't hold nothing.
I see. Yeah. What about the thing that women like to wear around their wrist?
Wristlets. Wrist watches.
What about around the neck? They might
necklace.
Wear. Or beads?
Beads. When me and the wife was married, I bought her a string of beads, 2 feet long, about double. Beautifulest beads you ever looked at. You know what I like?
Right.
Long beads. She liked beads, and I used small. Wedding beads, we call them.
Right.
I bought me a wedding necktie, that was a beautiful color, but it represents the rattlesnake color.
Hmm.
It was certainly pretty though.
Yes.
Big time. Yeah, and I bought her the beads.
Yes. What do you call those things that you're wearing that go over your shoulders?
I call them suspenders or galluses, or trouser holders, some people call them. They hold up the trousers. I always call them suspenders.
And something that you would use on a day like today to hold over your head?
Umbrella.
Big word?
Umbrella.
Ever heard that called anything else?
Pass on.
Is that the same thing?
Same thing. Pass on and umbrella. Same thing. That's one of the things I had to learn how to spell. Started school, umbrella.
Right. Could be a tough one.
Yeah.
You know, when a person is making up his bed, the last thing that goes on the bed, what would that say?
Spread.